That's Cher, and if I could turn back time on 5MU, it is Up and Adam this morning at 7:09. Pure coincidence. The outfit worn by Cher in that film clip, worn by our very own Jenny Lenman this morning. Hello.
Hello.
It's not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No, but, you know, that's the beauty of radio.
Right.
You can say anything about something's appearance.
Correct.
In the room in front of you.
The real thing, the real story is I'm wearing it. How's your Wheaties now, kids? Good morning to you. Big news for the tourism industry around our region, with some tourism operators getting some cash splashed their way.
Yeah, South Aussie with Cozzy.
Yeah.
He's got his face on so many things.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
We have a crack at Cozzy on this program a bit, and here's the reason why. For those who don't know the reason why, for anyone who's just joined us and gone, why does Adam have a crack at Cozzy? he's a good South Australian lad, and he is.
Yeah.
You won't hear me. I used to be the MC of the Madam Truck and Ute show for a while.
Yes.
A couple of years. It was a very good day. Big day. Lovely day. Shout out to all the trucks that lined that up, Cookle Transport and all the people. Well done. Good on you.
I'm sensing a butt.
Yeah. And then I thought I did a very good job one year. And then the very next year, I wasn't asked to do it.
Oh, was it Cozzy?
Undercut me.
Oh, Cozzy.
Undercut me.
Oh.
And it did, like literally lowballed my rates and got the gig so he could do it for his television show.
Wow, there you go.
And nothing against the Madam Truck and Ute show. If they're going to chuck you on TV, why not, right?
Sure. But you're a bit bitter about that, obviously.
But they could have chucked me on the telly as well, couldn't they?
Okay, so I see now where the animosity comes from. That's very interesting.
And when I was a sort of bigger lad, people would say, you're the wish.com Cozzy, and that's offensive. That's offensive, okay? But anyway, he has got a sheep farm at Woodside.
Yeah, 91 hectares. He's had it for about 10 years.
Yep, and loves that area and is a wonderful member of the Woodside community. Hasn't put a stuffed toy on a fence anywhere, which is great. That's just awful. But anyway, is about to get some cash to renovate the place and turn it into some accommodation, which is exciting.
Luxury accommodation. Yeah. $415,000 from a tourism grant.
Wow.
And he's going to get started on that in the next few weeks.
If you want to give me $415,000, you can stay at my place too, to be fair.
You've got to apply though, Adam.
There's the problem.
Yeah.
But it's not just him.
No.
There's a few other places as well.
Yeah. So there's a Longview Vineyard. They're going to be building 6 accommodation suites at their Macclesfield site.
Nice. My in-laws have stayed at Longview and very lovely. Great hospitality and a lovely spot. Beautiful. So
gorgeous.
A few more people staying there is always
lovely good. Community too in Mackies.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, I mispronounced Gruntal.
Gruntal?
Gruntal. What does that mean again?
It's like Green Valley.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's what it used to be, what Verdun used to be called before, it's the Germans. Yeah.
So obviously they're tipping their hat, the upcoming Gruntal Brew at Verdun, which is, they're receiving, how much are they getting? $274,000.
Great.
And they're unveiling the fresh space to the public on the March long weekend.
Yeah, which is next weekend.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to checking that out.
It's looking beautiful. I drive past it quite regularly because I live in Bridgie.
Yeah.
It looks very lovely.
I also drive past it because I picked the kids up from school there at Verdun. And Friday knockoffs, very, very
heavy.
Yeah. I mean, now you've got, because the Stanley Bridge is just down the road from the school too. So you've got two choices depending on which way you go. Spoiled for choice.
Maybe we should do a knockoff sometime, Adam.
We should. Maybe we should.
It's a $2.5 million boutique brewery restaurant and Utter Delight's cheese shop.
The
husband
down.
And wife duo who run Utter Delights is also
involved in it.
Involved.
Lovely.
So that'll be great because that Grumpy's Brewhouse burnt down in 2016.
Did.
So
it's 6 years ago. That's amazing. I remember the day it happened.
Long,
six years ago. The day it happened.
What happened?
That Grumpy's did it because we used to advertise here on the radio. Keith McCartney, who used to work with us, was the Grumpy's Brewhouse guy. he was devastated, as was everyone who loved that place. And hopefully there'll be as much love for this place because it's an absolute smasher. Listen, of course, Cozzy, let's be friends. In fact, here is his ad for his new accommodation. He's not one already.
Oh, really?
He's not one to get in the way of his own publicity. Here he is.
G'day, Cozzy here. And from Pinola to Pijary, South Australia's bloody wonderful for a budget-conscious family. And nothing focuses the budget for my family like a $400,000 grant to convert this old sheep shed into luxury bougie accommodation. This accommodation's so massive, the Adelaide girls will be able to fit their maxi dresses even with the giant Santa from the central markets. Just have a squiz at these plans. For the grown-ups, there's open bathing, so yous can have a bath overlooking the sheep paddocks and the back of the Melbas from a distance. Hello, kiddies! And speaking of the kids, we've refitted these old crutching machines into a kid's playground to keep the little tackers out of your hair. What about the food and wine cos? Well, I'm glad you asked. Bill over there, what he can't do with South Australia's official dish, bung frits, ain't worth doing with bung frits. Wash it all down with a tin of Southwark and your guts will be singing Bound for South Australia down the dunny before you know it. So what are you waiting for? Get cozy with Cozzy.
I reckon that's an absolute winner.
It sounds luxurious.
An absolute belter, ladies and gentlemen. So booking soon. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Adam. If there's one thing we